Michigan became the first state in the Midwest to legalize recreational marijuana when voters overwhelmingly passed Proposition 1 last month. The law goes into effect today. Joining me now to discuss what exactly that will mean for Michigan residents is Andrew Brisbow. He's the director of the Bureau of Medical Marijuana Regulation for the state's Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning.
Starting today, most Michigan residents are allowed to possess some marijuana. What are the specific restrictions for possession?
Well, in the ballot initiative, in the initiated law, a person can possess up to 2.5 ounces on their person. They can have slightly more at home, and it does also authorize the growth of plants in a person's residence, up to 12 plants per resident.
And the residents have to be over the age of 21?
That's correct. This is what we're calling adult use marijuana. So the possession only applies to those individuals that are over 21 years.
And having marijuana is one thing, but using it is another. Where will people be able to consume the pot-based products that they have?
I think a lot of those specific issues as it relates to the use are going to need to be discussed and determined. And I think a lot of those things may even end up in the courts to make those types of determinations.
What does the law say about public consumption? For example, could people smoke on the street corner or in a public park?
Public consumption is not authorized by the initiated law.
Of course, to get marijuana, most people buy it, but you still can't do that legally in Michigan. What are the next steps for the state to create the legal marketplace for marijuana?
So we have to take essentially the same steps we took as an agency to implement the medical regulatory program. We have to set up for the regulatory agency in order to start taking those applications for facilities. The initiated law requires us to start taking those applications within a year of the effective date. So we're working on that now, and we look forward to working with the new administration to set that up and start taking those applications so that the retail market can begin to work in the state.
When would you expect the first recreational marijuana businesses to open based on what's been provided for in the law?
At its longest, you're looking at first quarter of 2020, but potentially before that, if we can get the systems in place earlier.
So until retail licenses are issued, Michiganders can't legally buy marijuana. In other places where that situation has come up, there have been workarounds that developed. For example, if you can't buy marijuana, you buy a really expensive something else, maybe a cookie, and then you get a bag of marijuana as a quote-unquote free gift. Are you expecting to see those kinds of arrangements here?
There's a provision in the initiated law that allows for gifts of marijuana to be given in certain increments. I think ultimately our focus is setting up the regulatory program so that access is available through reliable means to ensure that it's been tested so it's safe for consumption. And ultimately that will be the mechanism that's primarily used by adults in order to obtain marijuana.
Other than the difference in possession being legal, what changes might have the most effect on how police and other law enforcement agencies end up dealing with marijuana on a daily basis?
I think the creation of a retail model really helps to counter a lot of those concerns. Other states overwhelmingly that we speak to about the regulatory programs, both on the medical and the adult use sides, say that the regulated facilities ultimately are good partners with law enforcement and regulatory agencies to ensure that the rules are being followed and the facilities are compliant. The home grow component of things can add some challenges, but the law also gives the ability for municipalities to adopt ordinances that don't allow for facilities, but those home grows are still there. So I think sometimes that can cause some issues for concerned residents and law enforcement.
Andrew Brisbow is the director of the Bureau of Medical Marijuana Regulation for the state's Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. Andrew, thanks a lot.
No problem.
Later today on Stateside, a reporter from Colorado Public Radio will discuss mistakes, unintended consequences, and unforeseen problems that occurred after Colorado legalized marijuana. That's on Stateside at 3 and 10 p.m. here on Michigan Radio.